Next, we'll hear from Administrative Director Martin Hashino.
Thank you, Chief. Members of the Council, you have the regular written report in your materials, but I do want to draw your attention and highlight a couple of things. Some of it is in the written report, but one item in particular is not. And the first thing I want to talk to you about is the classification and compensation study that I want to share with you in this setting, that we've now concluded the comprehensive classification and compensation study that this body directed occur in relation to its staff. The new salary structure, which is the last phase of this study, is being shared with our employees today. And based on the recommendations from Fox Lawson, the consulting firm that we engaged to conduct the study, the current salary ranges will be reduced from an existing 85 different salary ranges to 25. This is similar to the reduction that occurred in streamlining with our classification study, where we went from 184 classifications to 83. The short version of the outcome for the employees here at the Judicial Council is that the vast majority of our employees are found to be within their new salary range. And so there will be no change to their salaries. However, there were some salaries that will have to be reduced to fall within the new ranges, and some salaries will need to be raised to the new minimums in the salary ranges. I think it's important to note for the Council to be aware that all of the salaries for the employees that were below the minimum and going to the new range that will be increased are line staff, or what we refer to as non-management staff. Now, I know you know that this has really been a tough process, not only for the members of the Council as well as your executive and management staff, but every employee in the Judicial Council. But it's necessary, and I believe ultimately beneficial to all of us in the long run. I feel it'll put the organization in a better position to be both competitive and high performing. The other thing that I want to make you aware of and to promote more awareness on is really to follow up on some of the reform efforts that are occurring both here in the judicial branch and at this council related to the fines and fee structures that fund the branch. There is a lot of attention on this subject. There has been for the most part of this year, and I believe as the council transitions, it'll be an area of focus in the coming year. And in fact, there are some things on your agenda today that connect with this particular contextual issue, such as the amnesty guidelines that you're going to hear about a little bit later. Now, this is going to require continued focus for the Judicial Council and the branch, in our estimation, over the course of the year. The legislature and the executive branch are engaged in this, as well as the Chief Justice's Future Commission, also the Judicial Council staff, some consultants that we are hiring to help us in this area, as well as the Legislative Analyst Office and various folks on the advisory committees of the Judicial Council. So there's a lot of attention, a lot of oars in the water on this. One specific item that builds on this is that the Legislative Analyst Office will be inviting, or by now has already invited, all courts to participate in a series of conference calls to provide input on the complexity and challenges of the existing system that has really built up over decades of time in California, and in fact in every state in the nation. They're going to be soliciting comments and criticisms about the existing system and find out what you might be hearing from members of the public or other criminal justice partners and stakeholders in your communities. And they're going to be looking for suggestions for improving or restructuring the assessment and distribution of court order debt. This is not all that dissimilar. In fact, it is quite similar to the work that we've already been doing a little bit internally here, including myself as well as various Judicial Council team members. And it's the same issues that I've been having discussions with trial court presiding judges as well as CEOs around the state. So I wanted to highlight that is something that I think will require your attention and focus as all three branches of government look like they begin to grapple and struggle with funding formulas, not just for the state, but for various various state government programs that have been funded through these types of revenue streams, the courts only being one of maybe a list that, you know, is in the 20s to 30s potentially. So a lot of attention. We'll see what progress we can all make together on this. And again, it connects with the traffic amnesty program that you will hear about a little bit later. The last comments are, the Chief Justice already mentioned the Judicial College. I had a chance to go there, too, and I want to note for folks that next year will actually mark the 50th year of that college. I think that's a testament to the branch's commitment to the professional excellence and ongoing education for the judiciary, and it's certainly going to be a milestone that I think will be worthy for everybody to recognize in the year 2016. The last thing, but I won't spend too much time on it because I believe either I believe Judge So might mention it in his liaison report, is to remind folks that the legislature has returned from its summer recess. They will adjourn on September 11th. And so this usually this time of year, and I think folks are very familiar with it, has a flurry of activity. There are some bills that are important to us that we're tracking, paying attention to, and following. And, of course, on occasion, members of the council or members of our branch system are called upon to either testify or participate in meetings to help shape outcomes and be players in the policymaking of state government. That concludes my report, Chief. Thank you.
Thank you, Martin.